Take your Bible and turn with us, if you would, this morning to 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1, and I would ask everybody to stand, but you sit wherever you're at this morning, watch us on Facebook Live, and we're going to read God's Word together. I'm just going to read verse 6 and 7 of chapter number 1 of 1 Peter, and then we're going to kind of dive in right there for a minute. Verses 3 through 5 are worth spending a whole lot of time on, and we may go back to that. But I want to spend a little bit of time on verses 7, especially for this morning. So the scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 6, in this, and we'll talk about that because he's talking about the things that he's just prior said. He says, in this, you greatly rejoice. And we're going to clarify that again in just a minute. It says, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Certainly that's us today. It's very uncertain times. It's a very uncertain day. But I promise you this, that even with the uncertainty, there's certainties for the believer and the child of God. There's a promise that we hold that is sure and it is sound. And I want to encourage you like that. So he says, in this, he says, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness, or the other translations say, use the word trial of our faith. But the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to kind of dig into the scripture for a few minutes, and we're not going to be very long this morning. We pray that this is encouragement to you and that you'll share with others and let them know that we're out there and that we're trying to stay connected to our church family the best we can. We encourage you to do the same. Stay connected to your small groups, your Sunday school classes, your friends. Do the things that you can through FaceTime. If everybody's well and you can get together in some smaller groups, do that. Encourage one another and enjoy this time. You know, a lot of people often complain about, I don't have time for my family, and I don't have time for this, and I don't have time for that. Well, right now, take advantage of the time you have. Take advantage of the time that you've been given. If you're not having to work or if you're working from home, take advantage of that time. Take advantage and invest in your kids. Invest in your family. Invest in your spouse. Invest in your personal health. Invest in your spiritual health by reading God's Word and doing the things that He wants you to do. Take some time. I know I'm a little stir crazy myself, even after a few days. So I got out and walked yesterday a couple of miles, and that does the body good and clears the mind and kind of helps you be kind of recharged. But don't watch all the negative without trying to balance with some positive. So let's dig in right here for just a few minutes, and then we'll talk about, I want to share with you this idea of faith for trying times. And I think there's some points that I want to give you that are very, very clear, but very, very, they're not overwhelming as well. It's not anything that we got to go out and change the world to do today. It's just some things that we can make adjustments today in our personal lives about during this, having some faith for trying times, and some points that I want to suggest to you in coping during these trialful times, during these uncertain days. And so with that said, I want to, again, the scripture is very clear, and Peter's reminding us that we need faith for trying times looks like positive faith. Positive faith. Now, I can't say that enough for myself and for everybody else, that we need some positive faith. We need some trust that God is in control. Not for God, but for you. It says that the genuineness of your faith, that we're not talking about God's faith, we're talking about our faith. John MacArthur uses these words, and he says, God's purpose for allowing troubles is to test the reality of one's faith. Now, I want to say to you today that if you're not sure that you are not in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then I want to encourage you about that most importantly. Today, you need to make sure that the most important certainty in your life is that you know for sure that if you die today, that you're going to heaven. Because nothing that comes our way is going to be something we can't endure, knowing that when we know that we have faith in Jesus Christ and that in Him we're secure, that even if this physical body stops functioning, that we're going to live forever and ever and have everlasting life because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And so I'd encourage you today that if you're not sure and you want to talk to someone, you call me, you communicate with me in some way, and we'll talk about that until you have some peace about that in your life. So he says positive faith. Again, MacArthur says God's purpose for allowing troubles is to test the reality of
one's faith. Testing and trials come to every Christian's life. Right now, we're seeing not just Christians, but we're seeing worldwide. It's affecting Christians and non-Christians. It's affecting everybody in the world. And in most of our states in the United States right now, we have some cases of the COVID-19. And in parts of the world, it's more rampant than others. And so right now, there's no one that's not being affected by this virus. And it's very contagious, we understand. Not everybody that's getting the virus is dying. And I think that's one of the dangers of the media today. They're trying to make this out as if everybody that gets this is going to perish. And I don't believe that. Yes, there have been a number of deaths, and yes, we need to be aware to that, need to be aware of that. But we also need to have some faith. And part of that is having positive faith. So when those testing and trials come to believers, and I'm talking to believers this morning, I'm talking to us that say that we know Jesus as Lord of our life, positive faith is needed to win over all of these trials, all these anxieties, and even the onslaught of the enemy that tries to flood our minds with all these negative thoughts, all these negative ideas, all this negative stuff, and cause us just to continue to spiral downward. Instead, let's replace that with some positive things. You want to, well, how can you do that? Read God's Word. Go read about David and Goliath. Go read about the faith that David had. Go read about how the Israelites for 40 days, they ran from this man's challenge twice a day for 40 days. But when David showed up, he said, you know what? No more. Today, I'm going to have your head. And so with that faith, he conquered even the giant of Goliath. And so I say to you, read God's Word, look at God's Word, and find some faith, and find some positive things that will help you during this trying time. Some Christians, I know that we have Christians that have a negative attitude or have a negative faith, but I want to say this, that when trials strike, you're going to be overwhelmed if that's the case. And so I say to you today, again, this is not something that you have to do that's going to take you 6 months to do. You can decide today that, Lord, moving forward, I'm going to have positive faith. I'm going to trust your word, what you say about your word, about me in your word, and I'm going to have positive faith to believe that you're able to do this and that you're going to bring us through this. And so we're thankful for that. And then we must declare, like the songwriter says, I can, I will, I do believe, even when the odds are against us. And right now we see that. We see that right now they're saying this number and this number and this number, and it looks like, but I say to you again, let's have some positive faith and that God's in control. He's omnipotent, he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing, he's sovereign, and he's not sitting in heaven today wringing his hands wondering what he's going to do or how he's going to respond to the COVID-19 virus. That's absurd. So God's sovereign and he's in control, and he just wants you and I to demonstrate some positive faith as well, that the genuineness of my faith, that positive faith. Second thing is this, in the scripture, I want you to see, as Peter writes, and he says that this faith is precious faith. He says, being much more precious, being much more precious than gold that perishes. Listen, that's a sinus infection cough. Nobody has to be alarmed by that. But he says, being much more precious than gold. We think today that gold is the most precious metal on the planet. It probably is more valuable than any other material, any other metal on the planet today. It's a valuable commodity. It's something that they want us to diversify our portfolios with, to own some gold and do those kind of things. And I say to you that Peter says here that your faith is more precious than even gold, because gold can perish in the fire, but your faith, when the trials come and the tests come, your faith is more precious than that. He says it's precious faith. And the Christian faith is indicated that way. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Peter referred to, in 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 1, he says, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God. That because of the union we have with one another, through the union that we have with Jesus Christ, we all have this precious faith that will stand the test and the trials and all these difficulties and uncertain days. And so understand, positive faith, precious faith, hang on to God's word and trust that he's in control. Faith is precious because it's of rare value. The scripture even admonishes that more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. And so precious faith is of rare value, especially today. If you're looking for an answer, if you're looking for some hope, if you're looking for some encouragement, and you're looking for some certainties, Here's where you start. You come back to that place where you met Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, and you say, Lord, today moving forward, I'm going to be a person of positive faith. I'm going to count this faith as precious because it is. It's of rare value. Nothing is more important than your personal faith in God. It is the answer for trying times, and it brings assurance of God's victory to God's people. If we want victory, and we want certainty, and we want fearlessness, and we want all of those things that seem to be flooding our life in the opposite, then it starts with our faith. We come back to the foundation and say, Lord, I'm going to trust that you're in control. Spurgeon said many years ago, faith and obedience are bound up in the same bundle. He that obeys God trusts God, and he that trusts God obeys God. He that is without faith is without works, and he that's without works is without faith. So it's all bound up together. Our faith and then our obedience to God's word, and it helps us replace the fears and the panic and everything else. And so be people that pray. I got this from a friend. You know, I often share these kind of things with you, and I capture some of the things that me and some of our friends, we pray back and forth, or we share with one another. And a friend of mine sent me something the other day. He said, by a man named Owen Starchin, and he said, prayer is the active exercise of trust. If you have faith in God and you trust that God's in control, you and I will be on our face today praying that God would hear us and heal our lands and bring about an end to this crisis that we're in. But we want God's glory in all this. We want God to get the glory. So faith and obedience are bound up in the same bundle. Faith, forsaking all, I trust Him. Faith, feeling afraid, I trust Him. When you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling afraid and you're feeling maybe a little bit disconcerted, then come back to your faith. Come back to where it started and say, God, I'm trusting that you're in control. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to hold this faith as precious. And then I want us to kind of dig in a little further. He says that though it be tried by fire, it's persistent faith. Listen, we're not immune from troubles and trials in this world. You know, I know it's a tough day for those that claim that if you have faith that you'll be immune from troubles and trials, but that we know that's not true, that in this life you're going to have tribulation. In this life you're going to have troubles and trials, and what's going to get us through that? It's our faith and our trust that God's in control and our obedience to God's word and our hope that's built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness, and He is that cornerstone in our life. He is where I stand. And so having persistent faith, even though it be tried by fire. And I think sometimes we lack that faith. We lack persistent faith. When the fire trials come and we get overwhelmed, or we get a little bit disconcerted, or we get very anxious or fearful or even panicked. So a lot of times we want to just throw our hands up and quit. And God says, that's not the time to quit. That's time to dig in. That's the time to say, I'm going to be persistent in my faith. I'm going to believe that God is in control. You know, I said a few minutes ago, I wanted to speak to when Peter writes in this passage, in this you greatly rejoice. And if you go back to verse number 3, here's what he's talking about when he talks about how you greatly rejoice. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I love that idea that this is God. God initiated this idea that He would call us out of the darkness to Himself, and He demonstrated to us abundant mercy and grace, and then He gave us a living hope. Living hope is eternal life, and hope means confident optimism, and it comes from God, and it is a gift of God's grace, and it's defined by the Scripture. Again, I can't stress to you enough, then in this trying time, you dig into God's word, you read God's word, and you plant God's word in your life so that when trouble comes and trials come and these difficulties arise, that you have a place to retreat to and understand that this persistent faith is what God wants us to do. He goes on and he says, hope means confident optimism that comes from God, and it's a gift of God's grace, and it's defined by the Scripture, and it's a reasonable reality, and it's secured by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's confirmed in the Christian by the Holy Spirit, and it defends the Christian against Satan's attacks, and it's confirmed through trials, it produces joy, and it's fulfilled in Christ's return. Look, that one verse in verse number 3, it says, this persistent faith that we have is going to be revealed one day when Jesus comes back, and he comes in that shout. I want to say to you today, too, you know, I'm a student of God's Word, and there's people out there that want to say these are end time plagues and all that stuff, and I say to you, if that's the case, then you and I wouldn't be here, because the resurrection, the rapture of the church would have taken place and we'd be out of here. So that's not end time plagues or anything else. This is a virus that too will pass at a certain point, and we're just trusting that we're gonna come out on the other side of this better for it. And we're trusting that God is in control. And let's be persistent in our faith. Scripture tells us to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God has given us this precious faith. Let's be positive and let's be persistent in it. Persistent faith is needed for trying times. Whatever happens, we must keep on keeping on. I know that's a slogan and it's thrown around a lot, but I want to say to you that our faith will not fail us if we do not fail our faith. Amen to that? I believe that. I believe that's a positive there, that it will not fail us if we do not fail our faith. So where do we retreat to? We retreat back to the beginning where I met Jesus Christ all those many years ago, and I reaffirm my commitment there, and I'm trusting I'm going to be positive in this time and not negative. I'm not going to live in panic and fear. I got an email from a friend the other day that I did capture as well. And he says this, a man named Larry White. He's quoting a man named Larry Little. And he says this. He says, wisdom is the vaccine for being overcome with fear. And hope is the vitamin that gives us strength for the future. I'm going to read that again. A man named Larry Little. I don't know Larry. I don't know if he's an author or whatever. But he says, wisdom is the vaccine for being overcome with fear. There's a lot of people that have heard President Trump say in the last few days that the FDA has approved a drug for maybe the treatment or the prevention of the COVID-19. And so there's a lot of hope being put on this malaria drug that's been around for a long time. But I want to say this to you again. Wisdom is the vaccine for being overcome with fear. And hope is the vitamin that gives us strength for the future. And so I say that wisdom and hope is, where does that start? It starts when we meet Jesus Christ in the free pardon of our sin, and our faith is put in him and him alone, and we're positive and we hold this faith as precious, and we're persistent to believe that God is in control and that we're going to keep on keeping on, and our faith will not fail us if we do not fail our faith. And then the last thing, it will end up this way, as Peter says in this promise. He says that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory and all those things at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he says, in the end, when you and I say, Lord, here's what we're doing. We're going to hang on to our faith during these trying times. We're going to be positive. We're going to value it as precious because it is precious. We're going to be persistent. We're going to endure no matter what. We're going to stay the course no matter what. You and I do understand today that there's people out there, I said a few minutes ago, invest in your family. There's people out there that don't have a family. There's people out there that don't have any hope. There's people out there that are just overcome and paralyzed with fear. And they don't know what to do next. They're so afraid they won't go out of their house. They're so afraid they won't do anything. And they have no hope. And they're in this world without any hope. And you and I have an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We can speak hope into their life. We can speak peace into their life where fear is. Again, we want everybody to be cautious. We want everybody to take precautions. But it's not a time for the church to run and retreat. It's time for the church to advance. It's time for us to put our faith out there and say, Lord, here's what we believe. We believe we're going to be positive. This precious faith, we're going to be persistent in this, and we're going to do the things you want us to do, because we are the hope of this world today, the church of the living God. And so let's be that. And then it says, as Peter closes this passage, he says, and all this ends up in praising faith, that it might be found into praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, I think a lot of times when troubles and trials and anxiety and fear and panic come into our lives, I think one of the things that goes away first is our praise for our God. Amen? Because somehow we think that he's forsaken us, or that he's not there anymore, or doesn't hear us. And I say, I don't think it's the time to not praise him. I think it's the time to praise him more, to praise him more, to give him glory and honor. I want him to get all the glory for that. There's a group that I listen to. Not everybody would like their music, because most of their music is very hard and driving. It's a band. It's kind of heavy. And they're called Skillet. They've been around for a long time. But Skillet's got a song that says, I'm not going to sing. But it uses these words like in a verse. It says, drifting beneath the horizon. The song's called Anchor. And it's by the group Skillet. Drifting beneath the horizon. Body's weak, but I'm trying to make it to shore. But I'm falling short. I need you more. Wave after wave I've been sinking. So unto your promise I'm clinging. You say that I'm strong. To you I belong. Keep holding on. That's that persistent faith. And then the chorus is very beautiful. It says, you are my anchor. So steady me now. You are my anchor. You're keeping my feet on the ground. In angry oceans you've never broken, though every wave of the storm, you are my anchor. So steady me now. Come steady me now. I think those are fitting words to a time like this, a day like this. And again, as Peter closes, he talks about this faith. John Piper says the essence of faith is being satisfied with all God is for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Being satisfied with all God is for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Faith. That it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And again, I think sometimes when trying times come, our praise for him vanishes or is even less. And I think it's the time for God's people to rejoice and cry out and lift up the name of Jesus and exalt our God, because he alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. The psalmist said these words, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:11. Praising faith is needed in this life because it helps fit us for heaven, where we shall praise God eternally forever and ever and ever. But right now is the time to practice that. Amen. It's the time for you and I to exalt our God, that he get the glory for this. Again, I thank you for all the healthcare workers that are out there. You know, we have people in our church that are nurses and people that are respiratory therapists and people that are first responders, and we're thankful for the first responders, police, fire, medics, all those people that are out there, the healthcare professionals that are staying at the hospitals, the respiratory therapists that we have friends that in another state that they're even caring for, another state out in Oklahoma that are even caring for patients that have the virus. And so we're thankful for these people, thankful for their commitment, thankful that they're there helping us during this time, thankful for all the researchers, everyone that's making the efforts, everyone that's putting forth all the long, hard hours to see if we can combat this in some way. Thankful for the grocery workers, the people that are so overwhelmed at the grocery store that are stocking shelves because of the panic buying that people are doing today. I'm thankful for these people, and I'm appreciative of them. And when I'm in places like that, Walmart and other places, I try to be very positive and encouraging to those people, because they're exhausted and they're overwhelmed. And sometimes people are so ugly when they can't find what they're looking for. And I'm thankful for all of you folks that are helping us during this time. But, you know, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. He is my cornerstone. And I hope that's your hope today as well. I hope your faith is in Jesus Christ. Listen, if for any reason you're not sure that if you die today that you're going to go to heaven, I want to hear from you. I need to talk with you. I need to counsel with you. You need to talk with somebody, a friend, family member, someone, so you can settle that issue of faith in your life, so you can make sure and certain. Parents, make sure your children, if they have questions, if you need any assistance, I've given you my numbers, ways you can contact me. We can do that over the phone. We can even meet. We just need to make sure during these trying times that we take our folks back to where it starts, and it starts with our faith. Positive faith, precious faith. persistent faith, and it ends in praising faith. I'm not going to live forever, and no one else is either on this planet, but I'm going to live forever and ever for eternity with God in a place called heaven, and we got to start there. And so I encourage you today to trust what God's done in your life. And again, as John Piper says, the essence of faith is being satisfied with all God is for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so as a church family at First Baptist Church of Grant, you guys are beautiful people. We love you dearly. We're thankful to be here serving you. And we asked you to be committed to your church during this time. You understand the difficulties that lie ahead. We don't know if it's today, next week, next month, or when we're going to be back together as a family sitting in this sanctuary. But we pray that whenever that time comes, that the place will be packed, that we will reach out to our friends. And we have an opportunity ahead of us to maybe see one of the great awakenings, maybe over 100 years, maybe a great awakening of God, where God's people are stirred in our hearts, that we confess our sin, that we're broken before you, and Father, that we're willing to do what it takes. Because we know how life is fleeting and it's short. And I say often the answer to the brevity of life is to be prepared. So I hope you're prepared today. I hope the message has found you to be encouraged. I'm going to leave you encouraged today to believe that you go back to the starting place, faith for trying times. Read this whole chapter of 1 Peter. It's beautiful. And again, dig into God's Word. Dig into God's Word. Read it with your children. Read it with your family. You know, Kelly and I are committed to reading our Bible. We want you to be committed to reading your Word and stop just putting in all the negative stuff. God bless you is our prayer today. We pray that you're blessed today and tomorrow and next week. Enjoy the time you have away from your work if you can. And enjoy your family and all those things. And let's be positive moving forward. Holding our faith is precious. Being persistent. And we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to do what it takes. We're not going to fail our faith because we know our faith won't fail us. And ultimately, in the end, we're going to praise God for what He is and what He's done and how He's brought us through this difficult time. My prayer is we love you guys again. God bless you. Have an awesome day today. Again, just try to stay connected to us through Facebook or through the church's website. Facebook is going to be a good way, a good resource for you to kind of hear what's going on and know the schedules of things. Right now, most everything will be postponed on a week-to-week basis till we know more about what's happening, how things are unfolding. So God bless you is our prayer. I'm going to pray, and then we'll be dismissed. I hope you have an awesome day today. Father, again, thank you for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with something as precious as your faith. And Lord, though it's tested right now, we pray, Father, that it comes out on the other side something that's more valuable than gold, something that helps us. Help us to be positive, holding precious our faith, persistent, that ends in praising faith to who you are and what you've done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless. I'll see you soon.